Upstairs early.
This is a small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook and young Mr. Rush Cook abiding quietly at home. Vic is stretched full length on the davenport, section of the newspaper across his chest. Sage sits sewing in her husband's easy chair. Young Rush, at the library table, trades punches with his old enemy, algebra. Now this conversation. Listen.
Hey, you better get up from there.
Please, Pete.
Come on, before you drop off to sleep.
I am reading the paper.
Last time you were reading the paper.
Why do people begrudge me a little comfort? When we got married, you tousled my yellow curls and promised you'd be a sweet, loving wife. And now you lambast me with your sharp
tongue. It's only 7:30. You go to sleep on that davenport, you ruin your night's rest and feel rotten in the bargain. You know how you do. You'll wake up all hot and stuffy and cross as a bear and complain.
Telephone history.
I'll bet my last $80 at Bluetooth Johnson. Good old Bluetooth Johnson doing his level best to get in touch with me. Dependable old Bluetooth
Wait,
Johnson.
Let your father answer that.
Huh?
Double see who it is. Hop up from there, mister.
May I politely inquire what new wrinkle this is?
There's more than one way to pry a fellow loose from the davenport. Jump.
I'm pretty sure that's Bluetooth Johnson, ma'am.
You find out. Find out.
I'm apparently a victim.
You'd better hurry. The party's liable to hang up.
Really, well, this season, I want to pack my valise and buy a ticket for Seattle, Washington. I'm going to Seattle, Washington, and never come back.
Answer the phone before you leave.
How about my undershirt, that's Bluetooth Johnson?
This is Rick speaking.
Go get on the davenport so your father can't come back and lay down.
Who is this, please?
I want to find out if this is Bluetooth.
No, I don't recognize the voice. It's Rick Cook speaking. Yeah, who is this calling? And I don't care much for guessing names over the telephone, chum. Won't you either state your business or else... Huh? Oh, hiya, Rotten.
I'm Davis, by George.
Why didn't
you
call your father by his first name?
Well, I don't know for sure, Rotten. We just finished supper a while ago and haven't as yet formulated any plans. What? See what Sadie has to say?
That little pipsqueak call me Sadie?
Probably.
Mr. Rotten Davis underwear.
Did he say Sadie?
Yes. He's interested in what we're doing this evening.
Wants to come over?
Yes, bring it to us.
Oh, for mercy's sake.
Where's he telephoning from, guys?
The residence of his lady friend, Miss Ratburn, I believe. I think I heard...
He's broke again and got no place to escort her. It's plain as the nose on your face. Let him come ahead, Ma.
Now, listen, Rush. If you think we're going to start a regular habit of anything...
Hey, what did I tell my friend Rotten here? He's doubtless getting impatient.
Tell him to call back in a few minutes.
Rush, we're not...
Well, that won't hurt nothing. Go ahead, Gus. Ask him to call back in a minute or two. Then he has to talk things over with Sadie.
Well, my little boy, 14 years old, calling me Sadie.
How about it, kiddo? I don't want to keep the poor dink waiting.
Well, all right, tell him to call back.
Rotten? Say, Rotten, wife and myself haven't as yet programmed our evening. Suppose you call again. Oh, just a couple of minutes. Okay, Rotten. Bye.
So it's going to be a regular Tuesday evening custom, huh? Rotten asks his girl for a date on Sunday, runs out of money on Tuesday, and then has to...
Please, Walter, one more time, Mom. You and Dad ain't doing anything. You're just sitting here. Besides, it wasn't so bad last Tuesday, wasn't it?
Kind of halfway fun watching that little 19-year-old kid act like the king of Peoria. For a while there, I thought I was listening to a college president talk. I am of the opinion, Miss Grove, that the United States Congress, dum-ti-da, could pass a law, dum-ti-dum-ti, provide dum-ti-doo. I laughed a half a dozen times the next day just thinking about the airs he put on.
There you are, see. You enjoyed yourself. Okay, enjoy yourself again tonight. Why, I'll bet half a dollar
the
you could...
The thing is, I don't want your friend Rotten to think he can make a habit of coming around here just because he hasn't got the spondulics to take his girl to the show. Five
lands
once that got started.
Well, it won't get started. This will be the last time. I'll tell Rotten tomorrow. What'd you say?
I'm in favor of the...
Telephone, Gov. See, my Gov is willing.
Telephone's ringing.
It's Rotten. How about it?
How long will it stay?
9 o'clock. Same as last Tuesday.
How do you know?
I'll fix it.
Somebody better answer that.
I will, Gov.
Okay. Tell Rotten I'm feeling fine and his pal Sadie can't wait to shake his hand.
Well? Oh, yes, Rotten. Say, my father told me to tell you to come right on over. Yeah. You bet. By the way, Rotten, my fiddlers are both looking kind of tired.
What is it? It might be injurious to their health if they stayed up too late. Now, don't put the wrong interpretation on my remark, but if you and your lady friend could arrange it to... What? Yeah. That'd be just fine. You'll take your departure at 9 o'clock or shortly thereafter as conveniently possible. I think we understand each other, Rotten. Yes. My parents will be expecting you then, Rotten. Okay. Goodbye, Rotten. We'll be here in a very few minutes. The reason I'm so interested in helping Rotten out is because, just like I say, I'm indebted to him for a good many kind favors. And letting him bring his lady friend here is really returning a favor. Why, just think of the position he's in. He's asked a young lady for the ecstasy of her company tonight and hasn't got the money to escort her to the Bijou or anyplace else. Probably couldn't even set her up to an ice cream cone. And we've saved his life. We've provided him a place to escort his lady friend.
Well, we're not going to provide a place for him to escort his lady friend every Tuesday.
No, indeed. I'll get him off tomorrow.
What do you say?
I'll say, well, some diplomatic. Well, he'll understand.
Yeah, I hope so.
There's lots of individuals around town make fun of Rotten with his spats and his overcoat that reaches down to his ankles and the chicken feathers sticking in his hat that looks sporty, but he's got a plain smart head on his shoulders, and don't you forget it. And as far as that goes, I bet you people do enjoy yourselves this evening. You haven't seen Rotten stick with the latest cigar yet, where he lets on like he's swallowing it, and by George, he takes it out of his ear.
Ought to be a treat.
It is a treat. Your tongue will hang out in amazement. Get him to do it, Jeff. And another thing, if you tease him long enough, he'll do a stunt where he takes a common, ordinary broom.
Telephone is...
I'll answer it.
Juliet, my boy.
Probably old Bluetooth Johnson attempting to get in touch with me.
Well? Oh, hello, Miss Embottom. Just fine, thanks. Yes, she is. One second.
Mom, if they want to play 500, don't forget about Rotten.
Oh, the same thing happened last Tuesday. Rotten, his girl come over, and Fred and Rookie telephoned about 500.
That's true, that's true.
And we can do the same thing we done last week, can't we? Start our game after the kids go home at 9 o'clock. Hello there, lady. What's the idea about in that while we're eating our supper? No, not a thing in the world. Just sitting here with our teeth in our mouth. Oh, he does, huh? So that old Mr. Fred Stembottom wants to play 500, huh? Well, look here, Ruthie. We want to play, too. Yeah. Well, here's what I was going to say. Remember them two young people you met here last week? Them friends of Russia's? Well, they're stopping by again this evening, but they're going again at 9 o'clock. Yeah, well, can't we do them just like we done... Sure. Yeah. All right, lady. All right, that'll be fine. Come along whenever you feel like it. You bet. All right, Ruthie. Goodbye. Here is history repeating itself.
Wonder if you'd slip on your shoes.
Be choice.
For external appearance's sake, you appreciate the angle I'm attempting to put across.
History repeating itself again. Last Tuesday, you and your father had that little conversation about him slipping on his shoes for external appearance's sake.
Yeah, well, we learned an old saying at school of a...
Rotten
and his lady friend. I'll go.
Tell Rotten his old chums, Vic and Sadie, are expiring to see his face.
Be sure to ask him to do that cigar trick.
What was it Russ told us to say last Tuesday?
Well, Rotten, you're looking simply great.
And, by George, Miss Bradburn, you got a broom on your cheek like a 16-year-old.
I see Congress is doing this, that, and other things.
Did you happen to read in the newspaper where it stated something or other?
By George, Rotten, I'm nothing but an old flesh button.
Father and mother.
Father and mother. Yes!
Mr. Davis and his friend Miss Bradburn have come to call.